Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, and this is a podcast about electric vehicles and driving them, the nitty-gritty of what it's like to be an owner and a driver. Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, and at the moment I'm sitting in the shopping centre at La Jonquera, and I'm on a road trip. I've done about 80 kilometres so far, and when I started off it showed me that I've got about 245 kilometres available, and now it's showing around about 155, so it thinks it thought I should have been able to drive 100 kilometres in the space. I've actually drove 80 kilometres, and I was actually sort of flying along. I was driving fairly sort of economically. I didn't go on the motorway, so that's something to bear in mind. And today what I'm doing is I'm heading out towards a couple of chargers that are just across the border in France. There's one that's in a town just to the west of Le Belou, and then I'm going to Belou as well, and there's a charger there too. And then from that I'm going to head over towards, there's a couple of chargers that are out towards the coast and a couple of small towns. I'm basically just going along there, and I'm going to add them into the PlugShare app, because they're not in the PlugShare app already, and do my public duty, as it were. So that's my plan for today, and I'll let you know how I get on in the next stop along the way. Hello there, this is the next part of the trip. Well, actually a couple of stages on, because I didn't do some recording of audio in these, but I've got some video anyway. So I'm in a place now called Sereda, or Sereda. I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce that. And there's a Revio charger here, and the other places I've been to as well have been Revio chargers too. I went to Saint-Genis-des-Fontaines. There was a charger there, and it was a handy little spot just opposite a school and near to places where you could go and get some shopping and provisions and stuff like that, cafes and whatever else. And the place before that was at Le Belou. And at Le Belou, there was just some two charging spots next to the Hotel de Ville. Didn't charge at any of these places I've stopped so far. I've got as far as, let's see, I've got 120 kilometres still in the battery. I'm only at 47%. I've driven for 123.4 kilometres. Everything's looking good. At this stage, I could be thinking of putting some juice in the battery, although on the way back, I mean, I could stop in Figueres, I could stop in Girona. There's still plenty of places there. I mean, I'd have enough to, with one stop, to get one stop of the DC charger and get me back home again. So I'm not sure how I'm going to play yet. I'm probably going to sort of head towards a charger towards the coast now, plug in, get some charge, maybe sort of stop and have something to eat. And while I'm doing that, I'll see what I'm going to do next. I'll probably not stop in Figueres, depends how much juice I put in the next dump, but I'll probably head on all the way to Girona and get as much as I can in there, so that when I get back home again, I won't have to put much of my own electric in there, from the house electric, and this day's travelling won't have cost me much at all, because the charging in Figueres will be free, and the charging in Girona will be free. So that's my plan. Doing a great job. I've added, the first one, Le Belou, Saint-Genis-des-Fontaines, and then this one at Sorey. That's four I've added to PlugShare today. I'm doing my bit for the EV community. Hello there. I got away from Argelès de Mar, and I'm a bit disappointed because while I was there, I was charging and it wasn't going in very fast. In fact, it's going really, really slowly. It's like watching paint dry. Watching paint dry would have been more exciting. Anyway, I got there with around about, 48-49% of the battery, and when I was leaving, I'd only got 51% in there, so dreadful. I spent €1.50 and I got nothing for it, so I'm disappointed. It's useful having those Revio cards and be able to use it to connect up to some CHAdeMOs that they've got on their system as well. But it's a complete waste of time going to the ones where they're supposed to be 22 kilowatts and you only get 3 out of it because it's a Nissan Leaf you're in. I'd like to know what it'd be like if it was in the Renault Zoe. Would I get the full 22? Probably not full 22, but probably not far off. I think it's something to do with the fact that it's a... whatchamacallit now, the... I think it's something to do with the three phase and one phase. Because he's only going out in one phase, it's only given the minimum. And that's very disappointing. I'll keep the car anyway because it's useful to have just in case I'm absolutely desperate for some electron juice in some place or other, and that's all that's available. But otherwise, I'm going to have to think about not using those anymore. I might even give up the car. It depends how much I use it over the next year. But in any case, I'm in Nissan Figueres. I pulled in. I'd got down to 26%. Went off to use the facilities in there, which are very good, by the way. And when I got back there, it was up to around about 36 or 39% already. And in a blink of an eye, so I was delighted with that. It's nice to be able to get some good sort of charging going on there. It was going in at 38 kilowatts. It did briefly go up to 40 kilowatts, but it's back down again now to 38. It tells me now that I've been here for a while, and so it's going to be sort of 8 minutes before it gets to 75%. I'll have to do some tests on that as well, find out how accurate this 8 minutes is, because maybe it says 8 minutes, but it really means 10, who knows. So when I've got a bit more juice in there, I'm going to sort of be heading off, and I'll probably stop in Girona, a little bit of fill up there, and then head on back home so I can get and walk the dog. And that's going to be my day for today, and when I get back home, I'll be looking forward to a cup of tea. I do have my little sort of 12-volt kettle teapot in the car here. But do you know what? I just can't be bothered to get it out for the moment. Having said that, I have run out of water as well, so that's another thing that stops me from having tea. I've got one of those metal sort of containers because I don't want to have using one of these plastic ones, these one-shot plastic jobs. But this metal container is a bit on the small side, so I need to get another one or another couple of them and get some bigger ones because as it is at the moment, it's just not good enough. Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the EV20Q podcast, and I hope it's inspired you to get an electric car. And if you've got an electric car already, I hope you're enjoying yours just as much as I'm enjoying my Nissan Leaf. If you could do me one small favour, and that's go into your podcatcher of choice and leave a review. Or go into iTunes and leave a review there and give it 5 stars if you can. It really helps the people find the podcast due to the way the algorithm works in these podcatchers. Thanks very much.